Hey, it's Phil Henry. Don't forget all the voices you're about to hear on this show, all performed by me. Yeah, baby.
And this is the world famous Phil Henry Show. From the El Pacifico in Southern California, where all of this week, we have been hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
Yay!
The Dallas Cowboys flew into Oxnard last weekend, I think, Phil.
Yes, they did. They flew into Point Magoo.
They did what?
They flew into Point Magoo.
Point Magoo.
What is that?
What is Point Magoo? My understanding is they flew into the Oxnard Airport.
No, hold on. Welcome to the program, folks. We have
General... My name is General Galen. My name is General Galen.
You named General Galen Shaw.
You think?
Yeah, well, are you sure?
Look, I got confused when Margaret started... Excuse me. Oh, that feels so great.
You know, I'm going to get the hell out.
Hey, hold on, wait a minute. Now, what are we doing here?
What are we doing? I'm doing the show, and I want you to...
We're talking about what?
Then I'm talking about Mr. Henry, the Dallas Cowboy.
And Robert Leonard is with us. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt anyone, but I was talking with you. You wanted me to introduce the show and mention the Cowboys.
I did. You know, I think I mentioned on the Twitter that the Cowboys were here at the El Pacifico, and they are in camp here, and it's always a festive... It's very festive when the Cowboys arrive.
I haven't seen the Cowboys. I certainly saw it on television. The wonderful... There were the fans and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but I didn't know that they flew into Point Magoo.
Well, you just told me. I thought they flew into Oxnard.
No, they flew into Point Magoo.
Yeah, Point Magoo is right down the sand.
It's Point Magoo, man. It ain't Port Magoo. There's Port Hueneme.
Oh, yeah.
And Point Magoo.
All right, so they flew into the Naval Air Station there, and, yes, I understand. That's right. I got the news yesterday. I got it late last night about it. I'm sorry. Not this...
You guys have got to get that out of your heads. It's kind of loop.
It stuck in my mind late last night about a quarter to 10.
Late last night about a quarter to 10, you got what?
Yes, I got the information the Dallas Cowboys flew into Point Magoo and were gracious enough to sign the autographs of these officers and the various Navy personnel there. So they were very, very gracious, Jerry Jones and so on and so forth. And they're staying there, I believe, Phil, at the... There is a Marriott that's nearby. So it's all very user-friendly and... It's quite an exciting event here for those of us in the Ventura County area.
Hey, you're talking like you live here and stuff. You're from the Santa Monica portion.
I'm from the Santa Monica portion, am I? You know, it's not your place to correct...
Come on, wait a minute.
Oh, I didn't touch you.
Come on, bud. Margaret's trying to, you know...
I'm trying to give this a read, a spin, so that the whole thing comes out.
Well, okay, it comes out as if it isn't diarrhea.
Yes, it's as if it isn't chunky diarrhea.
God damn!
Well, that blew the whole mood.
Damn, it's great.
Oh, I see. It's my problem, is it?
Well, I just asking about Port Magoo.
If I hear Port Magoo one more time, I'm going to strangle somebody to death.
Mr. Henry...
If I hear Port Magoo one more time, a death occurs.
Hey, there. How about that? All right.
Well, what else?
What do you mean, what else?
What else is going on?
Well, nothing else, really, but we did fail to mention that, and they flew in last weekend, and I've been meaning to go over there, but I just never do.
What do you want to go over there for? I mean, you got a bunch of fanboys and a bunch of kids. It's wonderfully festive, but you walking around, Phil, you're going to look like some kind of a perv, you know?
Yeah, I'm saying you don't want to go in there. You're like just a single older man kind of hanging around looking at the Cowboys. God damn.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Phil, it is a little creepy.
No, it's not creepy. I did want to go over there just check it out, you know, just to see what the old camp looks like.
You went to a football camp one time, didn't you, Mr. Henry?
Jesus.
But you know something? You looked a little almost like we need to have you back in to have your plate refitted.
What are you talking about?
You're all like Mr. Henry.
But yeah, just... but I'll answer your question.
What?
I'll answer your question. Yeah, we went down to Rams camp, the first Rams, not the one that's in town now. It's the same team, I guess. I don't know.
You're having a hard time identifying with this LA Ram team, huh?
I mentioned that. But Orange County, yeah, they had their training camp in Orange County. I forget where the hell it was, man. It was Fullerton, that's it. It was at the University of California. It was at Cal State Fullerton. And we went down, we did a show when we were on K-West years ago and went down and did a morning show. And talk to the Rams. So the atmosphere is, at least at that Ram camp, they stay in, like, apartments around there.
Yes, they have housing for the players and for the families. I don't know exactly how many members of the family come, but they do have some housing, and they meals are served and so on and so forth. I guess they're, of course, in Oxnard. I don't know what...
Now, what do they do there?
It's that the only part of the irresponsibility of that, you know.
What are you talking about, irresponsibility?
Well, you have the Dallas Cowboys. These are superstars. These are young men in the prime of their lives. They've got a lot of money to spend, and you stick them in the middle of...
Well, there's no distractions.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mr. Andy. They won't go out and they won't, you know, use drugs.
What an idiot.
All right, take it easy. There's no distractions. That's the great part about that. And I think that's what the teams want. You know, I mean, when the Cowboys, I'll tell you something about the Dallas Cowboys. They've been coming out here.
All right, here we go again with the,
here we go again with the what?
Now, we already heard the story about how Cowboys came to Thousand Oaks. And
you're going to hear it again. How about that?
Well, Phil,
we're going to hear it again. How about that?
Fine.
Say it, Mr. A. I want to hear it.
Thank you. The Dallas Cowboys used to come out here to... Forget it.
I'm just kidding, Phil. Go ahead.
Go ahead, son.
The Dallas Cowboys used to come out here and play in Thousand Oaks, which is down the road from us about 20 miles. And they stayed at Cal Lutheran University. And that was that. And they came to Thousand Oaks every summer throughout my Ute, man, when I was just a kid. And then they culminated their stay here in Southern California with the LA Times charity game that was every August at the Coliseum between the Rams and the Cowboys. So that was like a major preseason tune-up. And then, I don't know what happened. Then they went to Irving for a while.
Well, I think they trained in Irving, Texas. And Irving, I used to get confused. Is that the guy's name? Or?
What do you mean his name?
I thought there was a guy named Irving, Texas, so that's where they...
No, they trained in Irving, Texas.
I know that, but I thought there was... Isn't there an Irving something?
No, not associated with the Cowboys, no.
All right, so that's what threw me.
You thought there was a guy associated with the Cowboys named Irving, Texas?
I knew the guy's name was Irving. You know what, all of you people, you look at me like I'm the freak of the week. All of you people would be a great science experiment. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Hey!
You laugh, Phil, but you know, at the end of the day, you cry.
Yeah, that's me. I'm crying at the end of the day.
Well, what are you laughing at? I just said something very poetic, and he's laughing?
Well, it was great. You kind of laid an egg there.
Yeah.
You mean I laid an egg?
You tried to get poetic, Margaret, and you laid an egg. Just live with it, son. Live with it.
Knock that off.
We're going to be right back on the World Phyllis, Fame Show.
Woo!
You know what? Are you getting your potassium?
Probably not. No, here is traffic now with Bob Bacon.
Hey, Philly, drop out of here. The traffic out here in Southern California right now. This is a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning here. And we went down there and we watched it down. And watching it down with a big beer and hair on. Got to watch it down there. Got Jack back. And a water back here as well. Let's go down to Skyboy right now.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. We're down. We feel down the corridor and look at that big tall building with a little tiny kid. And all the little people down there, too. I want to drop a bomb. I want to all drop. Go to the sky, baby.
I didn't mean it. Great sky, baby. Sweet air. That'll serve you.
Guys, I want to tell you about the new Podcast One app. There's no other podcast app like this. Download the all-new Podcast One app now in the App Store or on Google Play. Now, you know our show is on Podcast One. There's lots and lots of shows on Podcast One. And you can access the Phil Hendry Show. You can access some of our archived material over on Podcast One. Not the most of it, but some of our recent shows you can access over there. And also get to know our show a little bit. As well as others, you can find out everything you want to know about your favorite shows, find articles, social media, episodes. You can even make playlists. It's easy to comment and connect with other show fans over at Podcast One, and you can get to know us to the extent that you going to want to come over and hang out at our own website and become a BSP. Share your favorite content, see behind-the-scenes photos, get 360 video, watch a bunch of the shows in virtual reality. There's over 1,000 videos on there right now. It's like you're in the studio. So, it's very, very cool. In fact, it looks so cool with so many things you can do, including fun things like rewards for listening and much more. So get the Podcast One app now, Jack, in the App Store or at Google Play.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California.
What
is this music you play? This is very, I find this exotic and very interesting, very, almost, you know, I don't want to say this because I know it's, never mind.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about it, but I feel refreshed when I hear this. I want to just take my hair down and walk.
Damn.
I'm going to kick.
Wait.
Why do I even talk about things that are... Why do I talk about things from my heart and from my soul when it's here?
You told me.
Would you guys knock it off? Welcome to the program. I don't know the name of this band, General. Do you like this?
I wasn't asking about it. She was.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the name of this band, Margaret. Do you like it?
Do I look like a general to you?
No, but...
Yes, I do like it. What's the name of the band?
It's called Atlantic Thrills, and that's called Weekend. I love that. All right, welcome to the show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
How did you confuse me with General Shaw?
No, don't worry about it, Margaret.
How did you confuse me with General Shaw?
I didn't, Margaret. I just misspoke. Believe me when I... Excuse me, tell you.
Goddamn, thanks for the belch, man.
Yeah, you belched right in my face, but that's all right.
No, I did not.
Well...
We have with us Jeff Dowder, and Jeff has a product, if you can believe this, General. Take a look at that.
This is coconut water. Now, what in the name of everything holy?
Yeah, coconut water supposedly is hydrations and everything. It's really good.
Now, we're going to get Jeff Dowder on the line here to talk with us about it. Jeff is at Del Mar. You're at the track, Jeff, playing the ponies, or are you just kind of just standing around enjoying the people?
I like to come out here every... summer, Miss Henry, and enjoy the races. I grew up in the same area you grew up, which is the San Gabriel Valley, like the gap out there. So I grew up around Santa Anita and enjoyed the race at Santa Anita. So, yeah, I'll come out here and enjoy the races here, and I don't know, you know.
Did you put any money down?
Well, I mean, not really. I like to watch the ponies, and, yeah, occasionally I do, but I also got some friends in a Del Mar area. I also have with me... this is Dr. Taku Kaur, who has helped me develop the product.
All right, so you have the gentleman with you?
Yeah, doctor just... Yeah.
Doctor, excuse me.
Got a Coke?
Do I have a Coke?
No, Coke. Do you have a cough?
No, I do not. I just...
He swallowed wrong.
He swallowed wrong.
So you helped develop this product, doctor?
Yeah, Jeff Delta, coconut water, and this saved everything. It saved everything for you. You know, let me get into it with him. And you're gonna play a pony? Yeah, just put a couple bucks down.
So,
well, what are you doing, man?
Nothing, man. So tell me about this product.
Can I do this? Because these clowns, Jeff, are really going to lose it. Phil's laughing, Bud's laughing. The general is sitting over here with something like snot coming out of his nose.
God damn.
So let me ask the questions here.
Hold on. That post time? I'm going to put two down on the blue and the gray. What? Two down on the blue and the gray. I'm sorry.
Now, I know enough about our guests, and I know enough about Phil's lack of discipline.
Margaret?
No, excuse me. I know enough about Phil's lack of discipline that... Are you going to be betting the ponies while I'm trying to interview you?
No, I swear to God, I'm not. I know that Dr. Kaur did want to put a couple bucks down.
Red to black.
I got across the board, too. Just let me... you go ahead and ask the questions, whatever you would like to, Ms. Gray. I'd be very happy to answer them.
Well, I'm very fascinated with this product. I happen to know a lot about coconut water. I know that it's wonderful hydration. Tell me, Jeff, how you got into this.
Well, it was very interesting. I was in Hawaii a couple of months ago with my sister, and I was also there with other members of my family, but I noticed that they were selling coconut water, and we were at
You're in Waikiki.
Yeah, I was in Waikiki Beach, and I thought to myself, that the coconuts in the trees, that was the coconut. And you would crawl up the tree, and we would see guys scamper up the tree and then scamper down and crack open a coconut for tourists and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, we used to see that in the Army when I was stationed over there at Schofield Barracks.
Yeah, and was that in Hawaii?
Yeah, that's in Hawaii. It was right there in Oahu. And occasionally see these guys go up the tree and get a coconut. You know, make jokes and stuff like that.
What kind of jokes?
Well, I don't want to say.
So this was something about a monkey going up a tree?
No, it was not. But it was, you know,
Well, you know, it's pretty even. It doesn't even have to do with being a Polynesian. Anybody that goes up a tree for a coconut is suspect. Okay? Okay, Mr. Henry? Okay, Ms. Gray?
What are you talking about, man? Do you mind if I do the interview? Well, he addressed me, and...
Jeff, let me ask you something. Who cares? All right, let's stay on track about the health benefits of coconut water.
But you know what I mean? Dr. Kouros here. A lot of guys go up a tree, and they look suspect. We don't want anybody a cast aspersion on a coconut water, especially doctors at Sunrise, because doctors at Sunrise, the best. Simply the best. I got it from here.
Is that the new name of the...
Excuse me?
Sorry.
Is that the name of the new coconut water?
Yeah, Darkness at Sunrise is going to be the new coconut water. Is named after the biggest hit that Dark Horse has ever had. And we were going to call it I'm There, and a lot of people thought we should. I'm at Darkness at Sunrise. Yeah, I got it done. So this is really fantastic, and we have a coconut stand that is set up in front of my house in Temple City that we were doing business at yesterday, Mr. Henry, and also probably, you know, when we go back, when I go back up there, we'll do it again.
Talking to Jeff Dowder, Margaret Gray is conducting the interview. Our number at 855, is that our number?
855-500.
855-500-7445. General Galen Shaw is with us, Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, I'm Phil Henry. So we're going to take a phone call right now. We have this guy that you made a coconut water sale to.
Yeah, it's Mr. David Sunderhow.
Mr. Sunderhow?
Yes, sir.
All right, and how are you?
I'm doing great.
And Jeff, you want to interview him?
Yeah, Mr. Sunderhow, it's Jeff Dowder. How are you today?
Yes, I'm fine.
And I want to explain to everybody who's listening your experience buying Darkness at Sunrise, I'm There, coconut water.
My wife and I were driving in the Temple City area. We saw your coconut water stand. My wife said, how quaint, how interesting. Because of the fact that we come from Connecticut, and we're not familiar with a lot of the California things. I've been to California, certainly on business, but I hadn't driven around and seen guys like what you was doing. And so I stopped. My wife said, stop, and I want to see the guy go up a tree.
Yeah, so I was there.
Now, wait, hold on. Is that the attraction, that you go up the tree for the coconut water?
Well, yeah, that was the reason why I did it.
Wait, I want to ask Jeff, is that what you do?
Yeah, I go up the coconut tree. Like, he will say, okay, go. And I go get it.
Yeah, that's what he said he would do. I said, well, I told my wife to get a picture while this guy here, this Jeff, scampered up the tree barefoot. I saw him get a coconut, and then he came down and gave it to me, and he kind of hops from side to side.
Well, I do sort of a native thing, you know?
Yeah, he hopped from side to side and clapped and smiled. And so I said, hell, I'll buy it.
How much was one coconut?
The coconut was $5, but I tipped him another couple of bucks.
Yeah, ordinarily the coconut's only...
Yeah, it's $5.
I think, okay.
And I tipped him, you know...
Man, when you said he was hopping up and down and going side to side, what's that mean?
Well, he looked very native. He looked like a chimpanzee. It was very cute, is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so I do that so people can get the native feel.
What do you mean, the native feel? Yeah, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, okay, here we go. I told you, Mr. Sunderhow, I told you that we got on the air. Mr. Henry was going to be nitpicky.
All right, look, Mr. Henry, I begged you to just indulge me for a moment. It was a very positive experience. The young man, he scampered up a tree. He got the coconut, came down, clapped his hands, jumped from side to side, and went, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I just do it to give it a native experience. Now, I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Sunderhow.
I have to tell you, I don't approve.
All right, thank you very much.
Who is speaking?
My name is General Galen Shaw, sir. And as I was saying to the young man, I was stationed in Hawaii at Schofield Barracks, the United States Army. And you have this young man hopping up and down and acting like some goofball, almost primate-like.
Well, I didn't tell a kid to do that. He did it. And my wife went, aha. My wife loved it.
Yeah, the guy's wife loved it. There it is.
Yeah. So it was for me and for my wife, Karen, who is suffering from a variety of diseases, one is which is
multiple sclerosis.
Yes, sir. And she's got that, and she can barely walk, and she had to look from the car wearing sunglasses, and she had a big, straw hat on, and she was fanning herself, and I brought her the coconut water, and I put it to her parched lips. And
okay, sir, I understand that. We're talking to Jeff Dowder. He is with Mr. David Sunderhow, who bought coconut water from him. The coconut water, I understand, is very, very hydrating. It has a lot of potassium. So let me talk to Dr. Kerr for just a moment, Jeff. Dr. Kerr, did you approach Jeff, or did he approach you?
Well, you know, I came to California from UCLA. Okay? He was at UCLA. What are you doing? I can interpretate, Mr. Henry.
We don't need that.
We don't need that. Then I met Jeff at Mr. Pooh, where he had been playing. And I said, what's up? Yeah. I talked to me about the coconut water. I had studied coconut water. As it turns out, Dr. Sir had studied coconut water at the University of Japan. Tokyo University. God. I'm sorry, Tokyo University. Is that the post call? Go place another bet. Put a couple of bucks down.
See, this is what I'm talking about, Phil. Jeff,
I'm sorry. So, it's coconut water, and it's called Darkness at Sunrise Coconut Water. And Mr. Sunderhow, let me just ask you one more question, as long as we have you. What is the take? And you talked about the me going up the tree and hopping from side to side. Have you finally had the coconut water?
We have not had it. My wife has, and she's enjoyed it very much. I like good old water, just old-fashioned water. But my wife has enjoyed it very much. But she does tend to have very fond memories of you going up the tree and coming down and hopping around. And we very much appreciate that. Very much a positive experience.
Well, that's great. And the best wishes to you. I'm sorry your wife is feeling ill.
No, she's not really ill. I was just sort of making all of that up. We put her in the car like that, put on a straw hat, and we put down a net, and we had a fan on her, hoping that we'd get good parking, but...
You need a handicap card for that.
So I gather.
All right. Thanks very much, Mr. Sunderhow.
You're done.
And we got Jeff Dowder with us. Our number is 855-500-7445, talking about the Darkness at Sunrise coconut water. Jeff, any other things to report on this, that you could tell us about? I mean, have you sold a lot of this stuff?
Well, I thought you'd be more prepared for an interview.
Well, look at, you're telling us a lot of stuff. First of all, that guy was a nut.
What do you mean he was a nut?
Talking about his wife in the back of the car with a mosquito netting.
Well, I mean, the guy, that's his trip, man. I don't ask people about their trip. They want to do that trip? Yeah, he'd trip out and everything.
Get that doctor on, will you?
Hold on. Hey, Dr. Kerr, are you ready? Ready for what? Man, I got across the board. Look at this. I play across the board here. I got a trifecta, a zecta.
Well?
Oh, I'm sorry. They want to talk to you. Oh, sorry.
So you and Jeff have gone into business. He's going up a tree. What are you doing?
Well, I sit in a folding chair next to a stand. Once the people come up, I nod. I tell them things they need. I count the money, and then I get up and I leave.
So you're just kicking it and watching the money come in.
Well, it's not like I'm getting rich on it.
When are we going to get a case of this stuff?
They want a case. What? God damn, man. What do I look like? He's going to go place another bet. I'm going to have to.
I'll ask the question again.
No, I'll ask it. When do we get our free case?
All right, I'll send it over.
Yeah, man. Just get a guy don't like it.
Dr. Kerr is very, the guy's tight-fisted and everything. Got that right.
Jeff Dowder, our very, very dear friend with his new product, Darkness at Sunrise Coconut Water. Jeff, we wish you the very, very best.
Thank you very much. Darkness at Sunrise.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Now coming up, Steve Bozell. And according to the show notes, you know what? This is asinine.
According to the show notes, Steve Bozell wants to know... You've seen robots you can have sex with.
I beg your pardon.
Murray Snowdow, three nights at Wooperton's Casino. Man, I love to roll them bones. Wooperton's Casino. Murray Snowdow at Wooperton's Casino. Five nights. Plus, The Cowhands, featuring Davey Gilbottom. I'm only as young as I look. The day you saw me, you booked. Oh, will I do it for you, baby? That's enough. Wooperton's Casino. Come, stay for the drinks, the dinner, the dancing, the dining. Leave because you can't afford it any longer. Wooperton's Casino, Route 7, Dry Gulch. Hello, everybody. This is Slim Park, the world's worst poker player, inviting you to the National Poker Championships right here in San Diego. It'll be on August 16th, and it'll be for five straight nights, and I'll lose every night, and I will go back home, get beat up by my wife's brother, and we'll try it all over again. That's right. Well, I love to play poker, but I'm no good at it. I'm Slim Park. Come to the National Poker Championships in San Diego starting on August the 16th for five straight nights. Watch me get pounded from behind every single night. Want Slim Park and the rest of the great poker champions at the National Championship of Poker. I sure hope I see you.
World famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico in Southern California.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. So, yeah, so we got all this stuff out of the way about the...
Yes, the Dallas Cowboys. I want to apologize to everyone. I have been suffering last summer, this time last summer, Phil, because we've been watching some of the replays, or as you call them, the encore shows, and we all had very bad colds at that time.
Yes, and you know what? I was the only one. Well, I guess, Robert, you didn't get it, did you?
I didn't. General, you got a little bit of it, but it was Margaret and Mr. Henry and Bud.
You know what? You're right. I don't know. It was the weirdest summer last year because... I'm big time on the flu shot, but, you know, you're still going to get a cold, even if you get the flu shot.
So it was some kind of a bug, and I feel like I'm getting a little bit of it myself. Does anybody hear?
No, I feel fine.
All right, so I'm getting a little bit of it. It's been very difficult talking, so I'd like to apologize to everyone, because normally I have a lovely speaking as well as a lovely singing voice, so if you'll indulge me, I do need to... warm this up. I know I should have done it during the break, Phil.
Because, you know, we're starting the show.
I know that, Phil, but I would like to, if you'll indulge me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Miss Green.
Well, I don't need your permission.
Well, go on.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
How do you feel?
I feel horrible. What?
I mean, how's your voice?
Oh, it feels a little bit better.
Steve Bozell joining us. The other night I was looking at Twitter and a very unusual tweet came across from Mr. Bozell asking about the marriage contract and whether it was violated by a sex with a robot. And I can't even imagine what that is. But talk to Steve now from his home in Corona, California. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Steve, you're out at the pond there.
Right here, right now, Mr. Henry, at the pond, and they're doing some water drops by property here, if you can hear that right now.
They're doing more property. It's very dry in Southern California.
Very dry. We did have, as you know, Mr. Henry, we've had terrible, terrible fires up here in Peachtree Canyon, and we can only hope and pray, and I pray very much. And all we can do is pray to God that it doesn't reach the house.
Well, are you guys in danger?
No, we're not in danger, but we do have... You know, we've got a very significant fire back there in the Barranca. Here comes again, kids. I got my children out here in April. Yeah. All right, baby, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Woo!
So they're dropping water there. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, they're dropping water out there in the Barranca right behind Peachtree Canyon. It's just right up there against Horsehead Gulch, but it's the property right adjacent to mine.
Is it it's been burning for a long time?
I think they got it under control, but yeah, it started burning here about on Tuesday night. We got worried for a minute because it looked like a county fire. It might be a little bit too much, but then all the reinforcements come in.
That's one of the great things about our fire departments and fire agencies here in California. They all band together.
Yeah, they do. They respond.
Yes, they respond as a collective group. So any agency that is available or has equipment available, they will go ahead and... take on the fire.
That's exactly right. So, and you saw that?
I did see it. Here it goes again. Yeah, baby. Now, this L.A. County fire, there it is. There it goes.
That's not right.
I got it. Yeah, one of the guys, you know, takes his pants down. You heard about that, Phil.
Are they doing that again?
Yeah, they, you know, every year, and it's not LA Fire, I'm sorry, it's one of the adjacent agencies. What'd that say?
Pookie.
Pookie, yeah. So
what is Pookie?
That's a county adjacent, just north of Orange County, just to the south of LA County. It's a small county out there. You guys, you all right? You cold? Go in the house and get a jacket. Go in the house and get a jacket, April Jr. All right, so so they took their pants off and...
What do you mean they took their pants off? I don't understand that.
The guys in the fire, the guys in the water, these planes, you know, the water drop planes, which is what's flying by right now, when they see us gathered, sometimes they'll BA it.
They BA it? You know, I heard this last time you were on the program. I thought you were joking. I didn't know what it was.
Well, I can guarantee you I'm not joking. Good. Why would I joke about something like that?
All right, so tell us, we do want to talk to you about the...
Hold on for a minute. Is that his ass? Is that ass? Gary, yeah, it is. All right, that's ass. That's full ass out of window 2. Write this down. Window 2, starboard side. April, why are you watching that? I got my wife, my daughter, my son, everybody staring up in the sky, just transfixed by it. And obviously they're stunned, they're shocked. Yeah, it's on the right side. All right, so we had window 2 on the left, on the port side. Is that right?
No.
There it comes again. That's ass. All right, there's ass again.
All right, Steve, you don't have to do that. Get out of that area so that we can talk to you.
Get out of what area?
Get out of the area where we're hearing this plane. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Steve, I've blessed the connection.
We'll get him back on. Steve Bozell is with us at the... in Corona, at his home in Corona, California, he has some of these fire department planes dropping water behind him.
Yeah, get him up, man.
Hey, Steven. That ain't it. Hey, Steven, Phil, there you are. You there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Phil. I dropped the phone and lost all connection. What I want to talk to you about is I had a tweet from Dr. Rockstein.
Yeah?
He showed me a picture of a robot... And I was very interested to talk to that Dr. Kerr, who Jeff Dowder had on, because this was a robot manufactured in Japan. It is apparently for personal pleasure. And I don't know if you saw it, but I'll tell you something right now. You would take it to a party and walk about and introduce it. That's how realistic it looked.
Okay. And this was... let me ask you something, Steve. When you say it's a robot, does it walk and talk and all that?
I got to assume that it walks and talks, because if it's a robot, I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to walk around.
Did anything that article say that?
I made the assumption, I think it's a very intelligent assumption, that if the Japanese have manufactured the sex robot, you know.
All right, well, okay, so let's say it does walk and talk. You are going to... You were. What is your question? Let's get to the. You want to know? Does it violate the marriage contract?
You know, I'm right next to my wife here, so if you don't mind.
Well, then move away from there, man.
All right, good.
Yeah, this is what we've been asked you to do,
Steve. I'm very concerned about your question. I don't think that it's anything that I really don't think it's anything that a man should ask, even if it did not violate the marriage contract. Why would you want to engage something like that?
Well, I mean. If it doesn't violate the marriage contract, then what difference does it make if I do sex with a robot? And that has always been my question, and it will always to this day be my question. You know, it's one of those things.
What do you mean always your question? What does that mean?
Ever since I had seen April Jr. go in the house, get a jacket, every cold. Ever since I have seen robots. Way before even robots existed, I wondered about it, even before I got married.
Wondered about what, man?
If you could have sex with one. God, man. I'm talking to a guy over here. Actually, that's my wife.
Talk to me, if you don't mind.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is, it's a question, it's a moral question.
Get Father James McCorders, and you could talk to him and everything.
That would be good if I could talk to a priest of God, because I fear for my soul. Hold on. That's ass. Yeah, there's ass again. There, ass. Jerry, get on the... if you don't mind, Phil, get on a two-way here. I'm talking to Phil Henry on the show. So get on a two-way. Get to Sheriff Winston over there at Pookie.
Yeah, Pookie North?
Yeah, he's on Pookie North. And tell him we're getting ass out of the port side window. Yeah. And I don't think it's right, Phil, because these fire agencies... Here comes another one.
You are on the speaker, sir. We got ass, we got ass. We got ass, we got ass.
What'd you tell these clowns?
Guys, all right, so you got ass. We understand that. Did we lose them again? Hello? Bud, tell these cats to get out of there.
Hello? Yeah, Mr. Bozell, you got to get out of there because we're losing it for some reason. The connection is losing it.
I apologize, Phil. I didn't know what happened that time.
I think you're losing the connection, man, because you're out there. You're moving away from your Wi-Fi. I don't know what the hell's happening, but I would be most in your debt if you would get to an area where we can understand you and that where we're going to be able to keep you on the air for longer than just a few seconds. We're talking to Stephen Bozell here. He is at his home in Corona, California. Jesus Christ, Steve.
I'm leaving. I'm getting the hell out while the getting's good. I'm out of here.
Stephen Bozell at his home in Corona, California is talking to us about the question he had because there's a new robot. I don't know anything about this thing. Haven't seen it. I have not seen it reported. I have, I think, Bud, is that it?
That's a picture in last week's New York Post.
It's a very, very realistic, I think it's like a sex doll, man. I don't even know that it's a robot, but Steve, are you?
Johnny, I'm just trying to get into my house. I locked myself out. And
you locked yourself out?
Well, April's in there. April, honey, I'm locked out. April, I'm locked. I can't get my wife's attention. What I'm going to do, though, Phil, is what I'll do is I'll go down to the pond. Let me just head on down to the pond right now. Get away from it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. Yeah. All right, April, honey, I'm out here. She can't even see me.
We're talking about Steve Bozell. So tell me again.
Get Father McQuarters on the line.
All right, Father James McQuarters is joining us here from his home at Belmar Academy. He is the pastor of the Belmar Academy, the high school there in Glendale. And what we can do is just get the pastor on the line here and talk about these. These are very, very important questions, and they have to do with one's everlasting soul. Father McQuarters, sir, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you for having me on your program. Stephen, how are you?
I'm good, Father McQuarters, and I do have concerns.
My question for you is because I just got some kind of a cursory statement there from Dickman that you're worried about the sex with the robot. And you're worried about your soul.
I just had a question. Is sex with a robot, does it violate the marriage contract?
Now, I'm not aware, and I'd have to ask Phil, is this an actual development in science where they have the robot?
Stephen says that he saw, and I've seen pictures, but I can't, Steve, I still don't know if this is an actual robot or if it is, if it's like just a sex doll.
Oh, no, it's a robot. Because I heard they have,
You're getting street ghoul now.
I'm getting what?
You're starting to get what we call street ghoul. You're starting to drool and ghoul it up as you think about the pleasures of the robot. And we've certainly encountered this in my pastoral services field here in the United States. When I left Ireland as a young man, I never thought in a million years that I would encounter the level of degradation and the level of sexual filth that I have. And here it is. And, Stephen, you're a good man.
Well, I don't mean to be filthy or anything.
Well, you are. You are, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Father McQuarters, this is Margaret Gray. So what he's asking you, though, is you said that he ghouled?
Yes, I heard him go, that is...
Well, I apologize for that. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, but you did it. You did it, and that's the only thing.
So that's what you call ghouling or going sex ghoul?
Well, it's what I call you ghoul drool. And when the drool and the ghoul... Forget it.
I know what you're talking about, Father. Yes.
So if that's the case, son, you're starting to look at the robot, and you're looking at it with love in your heart, and all you want to do is take care of a robot. And all you're getting, son, you're not getting real love. You're getting love from a machine. And the machine may say to you, and you say it's a Japanese one.
It is a Japanese.
It may say to you, you know, I don't know what it would say, like, welcome to Tokyo and welcome to Disney Tokyo.
Oh, I don't know if it even talks to you.
But I feel said that the thing, you could go out with it and take it dinner and dancing.
I don't know. That's what Steven said, because he said it's a full robot.
It is full robot.
Well, son, I don't think that there's no percentage in that, son. No percentage at all. Go home to your wife. Make love to your wife and raise your children. And forget all about the sex robot. Jesus, of all the things I've ever heard in my life.
You don't think it does it violate the marriage sex contract?
The marriage sex contract? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the not being unfaithful.
You want to be faithful to your wife.
Well, of course you want to be faithful to your wife. If you have sex with a robot, you ought to be taken out.
All right, Father, I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, here's something that's going to shock you. For me, a priest, because I have to know full information, full disclosure, if you can ship this robot,
I don't have it.
Never mind. Forget it.
Ship the robot where?
Ship the robot to me.
I mean, Father, are you talking about... God, you trying to... are you talking about getting nutting with a...
Would you shut the hole under your nose? You are a vile thing. You know that?
What are you talking about?
If I hear much more of this, I am going to get violent.
I'm sorry, Margaret, but you understand, I'm a priest of God, and I would never in the world try to...
Well, Father, you said something that was vile. You said, ship the robot to you.
I'm just kidding around.
Well, I don't even have it, so...
Well, what are you asking me these questions for?
In case I ever saw one or had the opportunity to purchase one, what would I say? What would I do?
It's not like these... Are these things in a catalog or something?
A what?
Did you see this in some kind of a sales catalog, or did you just read it in the newspaper?
I saw it in a newspaper.
You started to fantasize about the robot.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Woo!
Is that serious, Father?
Serious? You got a guy here, a full-grown man. He's got a wife and two children. And did you see the robot? This guy is thinking about getting his cookies with a robot.
Well, I'm sorry you even brought it up.
Go outside and look at all that ass hanging out of that helicopter.
Father McQuarters.
Yeah, it's all right.
We thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Steve, we thank you, and happy that you called us. And did it solve any problems for you?
No, I mean, it didn't solve me problems. You know,
it didn't solve me problems.
I mean, it didn't solve my problems, because I still have the need to just see it naked.
What a sick freak. Do you know your wife in there is looking in, and she's looking at you, and she's saying, she's shaking her head back and forth?
She's talking to a friend of hers.
Oh.
Father McQuarters, thank you very much. Steve, thank you very much.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we're running out of time here, and I don't know how else I can help you, but I will tell you this. I don't think, personally, and I'm not a priest, I'm not a clergyman at all, but I don't think that would violate the sex contract, but I think it would violate whatever contract you have.
I'll say it. Whatever contract you have with your own dick, you know?
I beg your pardon?
Well, no, I know what you're talking about.
Margaret, this is between men. You have a personal contract with your own penis, and you will be in breach of contract with your own cock.
You know something? I'm leaving.
Margaret, wait a minute. All right, Steve, goodbye.
Well, I didn't mean to blow the...
Stephen Bozell here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
What the hell happened?
What happened is...
Talking about having a contract with your own dick.
You guys, you know something? Talk about lightweights. All right, listen, tonight, the BSP chat. Join us on the Backstage Pass chat starting at 9 o'clock. We got some fun and games coming up for you guys in the next week or so. That's right. Got a whole lot of things happening. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, but tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific, join us for our BSP chat.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico, which is near Port Magoo.
Jeez, I mean it.
Is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.